Flourishes of Faith in Goa Part 2. We traveled north, northeast and east of Panjim last week. Amongst others, that itinerary took us through the UNESCO-listed World Heritage Sites like the Say Cathedral and the Basilica of Bom Jesus. This week, let us travel southeast and south of Panjim. You may also use this journey through some iconic edifices of faith as an itinerary. Heading southeast. As we make our way past Korlim and Kundame Industrial Estate to Old Goa, Munjeshi Temple is our first stop. When the Portuguese started converting the locals to Christianity, the local Saraswat Brahmins moved the main Jeshlinga from Kortlim to Priyolimponda in 1560 CE as a Hindu king then ruled the village. In a recent renovation, the devotees installed a golden kalash urn on Munjeshi Temple's tallest dome. Its deep stamp, lamp pillar, is a striking structure. Not too far from Munjeshi Temple is Sri Gopal Ganpati Devastan. A shepherd called Hoppo found a 1-foot statue of Lord Ganeshaw about a century ago. He consecrated it in a small mandapa pavilion, made of coconut branches. This temple came up at that location. The next attraction, Shantidurga Temple, is just 2.5 kilometers south of Sri Gopal Ganpati Devastan and is in Kavalam village in Ponda. Built between 1713 and 1738 CE, the structure sports pyramidal roofs and a couple of domes. This temple too has an imposing deep stamp, lamp pillar, in its precincts. 11.5 kilometers further south from Shantidurga Temple, Siddhanath Cave Temple is from the early medieval period. This laterite cave comprises a simple rectangular cell that has a linga. Two pillars and pilaster support the cave. The open courtyard in front is carved out of the same rock surface and it reflects the developed architectural style in the rock-cut architecture of Goa during those times. To Mudjeyou and beyond. From Siddhanath, we head southwest towards Mudjeyou. As we make our way through the city, a Mudjeyou landmark dominates our view, the Holy Spirit Church. We may call this church a phoenix for it rose from its ashes 5 times. First built in 1564, the structure we see today is its 5th avatar that came about in 1675. Locals also call it the Mudjeyou Church. Close by, you can find many suitable places to grab some lunch. Do that, as the rest of the journey will be through the hinterland of Goa. Cabo da Rama, a fort the Portuguese took because they liked the view, is a 30-kilometer drive from Mudjeyou. Many structures dot the grounds inside this impressive fort. One of them is St. Anthony's Church. Locals know this as the Cabo da Rama Church. The Portuguese built it after they captured Cabo da Rama Fort in 1591 CE. The serene surroundings of the church will tempt you to spend some downtime here. Do that, as you take in the view of the large gate and the Arabian Sea from the viewpoints along the fort wall. Vasco da Gama. After this stop, it is time to head back north. But instead of Panjim, we will swing by Vasco da Gama, Goa's port city. In Vasco, St. Andrew's Church is a prominent landmark. Jesuits founded it in 1570 CE, but multiple renovations thanks to demolition by aggressors and elements account for its current neo-Gothic looks. Its pristine white edifice will remind you of a masterpiece wedding cake with white icing, crafted by a Michelin star pastry chef. As you head back to Panjim, you will look back at these itineraries of heritage and faith and wonder what made you give them a miss earlier. While the beaches in Goa are fun, these itineraries are enriching. Pin these architectural stunners.